The three people shot to death include 47-year-old African-American male Joseph Walker, killed last Saturday morning in a Racine tavern, 34-year-old Caucasian male Moses Zebart, who was shot in Milwaukee on Monday, and an 18-year-old Milwaukee female found gunned down this morning. Earlier this week, Milwaukee's Social Development Commission became the latest organization to travel to schools in an attempt to head off gun violence. Elizabeth Vogt co-coordinates the A Single Bullet effort, which has financial support from the federally funded Safe and Sound program. Vogt says there are patterns to the shootings.
A lot of the elements in these shooting events are drugs, gangs, anger, impatience, and actually more and more the kids are referring to drama. The kids are upset and they aren't taking the time to gain perspective on what the consequences might be.
Another coordinator, Rebecca Ross, says A Single Bullet includes teens speaking to teens, trying to offer positive messages about remaining nonviolent. Ross says the kids face challenges like poverty, but she says some just want peace.
They want to take a stand and do something about it, and hopefully they're inspiring other youth to do the same. And I think it's easier to get their messages out, especially with youth and their social media and doing all that stuff.
On the other hand, Ross says various tweets and texts can be blown out of proportion and lead to altercations. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.